We all need a helpful guideline to manage our affections rightly. قال الله الحكيم في محكم كتابه الكريم ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في الغربة ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إن الله غفور شكور. In the Surah Shura 23, the Almighty Allah says that the good news Allah gives to His servants who have faith and do righteous deeds. Say, I do not ask you any reward for it except love of my nearest relatives. Whoever performs a good deed, we shall enhance for him its goodness. Indeed, Allah is all-forgiving, all-appreciative. Please focus on the words, say, I do not ask you any reward for it except love of my nearest relatives. The question is, who are the nearest relatives of the Holy Prophet of Allah, whose love is the reward of his great work? I would like to attract your kind attention to a narration including a rule, a principle, or an instruction about the best way to manage your affections and to reward the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. First, please let's have a quick look at the chain of narrators. في تأويل الآيات الظاهرة في فضائل العترة الطاهرة الشيخ الصدوق أبو جعفر محمد بن بابويه رحمه الله عن أبيه قال حدثني عبد الله بن الحسن المؤدب عن أحمد بن علي الإصفهاني عن إبراهيم بن محمد الثقفي عن محمد بن أسلم الطوسي قال حدثنا أبو رجاء قتيبة بن السعيد عن حماد بن زيد قال حدثني عبد الرحمن السراج عن نافع عن عبد الله بن عمر قال سألنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام فغضب صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وقال ما بال أقوام يذكرون من له عند الله منزلة ومقام كمنزلتي ومقامي إلا النبوة. It is narrated by Nafi from Abdullah ibn Umar, who said that we ask the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam about Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He got annoyed and said, what is it about people who are mentioning him whose status and standing with Allah is the same as my status and standing except for the prophethood? ألا ومن أحب عليا فقد أحبني ومن أحبني رضي الله عنه ومن رضي الله عنه كافأه بالجنة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali has loved me. Whoever has loved me, Allah is pleased with him. And the one whom Allah is pleased with will be rewarded with the paradise. ألا ومن أحب عليا لا يخرج من الدنيا حتى يشرب من الكوثر ويأكل من طوبى ويرى مكانه من الجنة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali will not exit the world until he has drunk from the kawthar and has eaten from the tuba and has seen his place in the paradise. ألا ومن أحب عليا قبل الله منه صلاته وصيامه وقيامه واستجاب الله دعاءه. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah will accept from him his salat, his fasts, and his standing for the good deeds, and Allah will answer positively his supplications. ألا ومن أحب عليا استغفرت له الملائكة وفتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخلها من أي باب شاء بغير حساب. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, the angels ask for his forgiveness. The eight doors of paradise will be opened for him, and he can enter through any door without reckoning. ألا ومن أحب عليا أعطاه الله كتابه بيمينه وحاسبه حساب الأنبياء. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali will be given his register of deeds in his right hand, and will have his reckoning down with the reckoning of the prophets. على نبينا وآله وعليهم السلام. ألا ومن أحب عليا حضن الله عليه سكرات الموت وجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah's ease will be upon him during the ecstasy of death, and his grave, that's his house in the hereafter, would be made to be a garden from the gardens of paradise. ألا ومن أحب عليا أعطاه الله بكل عرق في بدنه حوراء وشفع في ثمانين من أهل بيته وله في كل شعرة في بدنه مدينة في الجنة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah will give him as many huris, that's the beautiful partners in the hereafter, as there are blood vessels in his body, and intercession for 80 persons of his family. And for him would be as many cities in paradise as there are hairs on his body. ألا ومن أحب عليا بعث الله إليه ملك الموت كما يبعثه إلى الأنبياء ودفع الله عنه حول منكر ونكير ونذر قبره وفسحه مسيرة 70 عاما وبيض وجهه يوم القيامة وكان مع حمزة سيد الشهداء. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah will send the angels of this to him just like he sends him to the prophets. على نبينا وآله وعليهم السلام. And Allah will repulse from him the fear of Munkar and Nakir, and illuminate his grave, and expand it to the width of the distance of 70 years of trouble, and whiten his face on the day of judgment. And he would be with Hamza, the chief of matters. ألا ومن أحب عليا أظله الله في ذل عرشه مع الصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وآمنه يوم الفزع الأكبر من أحوال الساخة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah will shade him in the shadow of the throne along with the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous, and secure him on the day of great panic from the horrors of the scream. ألا ومن أحب عليا أثبت الله الحكمة في قلبه وأجرى على لسانه الشباب وفتح الله عليه أبواب الرحمة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah will prove the judgments in his heart and make the correct speech to flow upon his tongue, and Allah will open for him the gates of mercy. ألا ومن أحب عليا سمي في السماوات والأرض أسير الله وباها به ملائكة السماوات وحملة العرش. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali will be known in the heavens as a delegated prisoner of Allah in the earth, and Allah will boast about him, comparing him with the angels of the heavens and the bearers of the throne. ألا ومن أحب عليا ناداه ملك من تحت العرش يا عبد الله استأنف العمل فقد غفر الله لك الذنوب كلها. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, and angels will call out to him from beneath the throne, O servant of Allah, resume your deeds, for Allah has forgiven your sins, all of them. ألا ومن أحب عليا جاء يوم القيامة ووجهه كالقمر ليلة البدر. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali will go to the Day of Judgment with his face radiating like the full moon at night. ألا ومن أحب عليا وجاء الله على رأسه تاج الملك وألبسه خلة العز والكرامة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah will place a crown on his head and clothes him with a garment of splendor and dignity. ألا ومن أحب عليا مر على الصراط كالبرق الخاطف ولم ير مؤونة المرور. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali will pass over the bridge, that's to say, Sirat, like a streak of lightning, and will not be hampered by the passing ones. ألا ومن أحب عليا كتب الله له براءة من النار وجوازا على الصراط وأمانا من العذاب لم ينشر له ديوان ولم ينسب له ميزان وقيل له ادخل الجنة بلا حساب. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali, Allah will write for him remoteness from the fire, and a permit to cross the bridge, and a safety from punishment, and will not publicize his register of deeds, and will not set up the scale for him, and it will be said to him, enter paradise without reckoning. أَلَا وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَلِيًّا وَمَاتَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ سافحته الملائكة وزاره الأنبياء وقضى الله عز وجل له كل حاجة. Indeed, and the one who loves Ali will receive handshakes from the angels and will be visited by the prophets على نبينا وآله وعليهم السلام, and Allah عز وجل will fulfill his every need. ألا وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آلَ مُحَمَّدٍ أَمِنَ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ وَالْمِيزَانِ وَالصِّرَاطِ. Indeed, and the one who loves the progeny of the Holy Prophet will be safe from the reckoning and the scale and the bridge. أَلَا وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ أَنَا كَفِيلُهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ مَعَ الْعَنْبِيَاءِ. Indeed, and the one who dies being upon the love of the progeny of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, I guarantee for him the paradise to be with the prophets, على نبينا وآله وعليهم السلام. ألا ومن أبغض آل محمد جاء يوم القيامة مكتوب بين عينيه آيس من رحمة الله. Indeed, and the person who hates the progeny of the Holy Prophet Muhammad will go on the Day of Judgment with despair of the mercy of Allah written between his eyes. أَلَا وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى بُقْرِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ مَاتَ كَافِرًا. Indeed, and the one who dies upon the hatred of the progeny of the Holy Prophet Muhammad dies an infidel. ألا ومن مات على بقر آل محمد لم يشم رائحة الجنة. Indeed, and the one who dies upon the hatred towards the progeny of the Holy Prophet Muhammad will never be able to smell the aroma of paradise.